Oh, there it goes. Cool.
Hello.
Hey, John. Dan Nelson. Hey, I love your voicemail, man. Super professional. Yeah, I'm like, man, I need to. I don't even need a locksmith, and I wanted to call you. You know, like.
I try to be as professional as possible.
Yeah, no, it sounded great, man. For sure, I really mean that too. I'm not even kidding. You know. All right, so I got your email or text message. I mean, it comes through to me via email, just so you know. But okay. So I got your text though, right, about the transferred money. It was a different card, right, than the one you gave me earlier? Okay.
Yeah, because what was – because, like, I even went to my bank and I asked them, I was like, why can't I give this number to one of my advertisement companies and they – and it won't – why won't it accept it?
Right.
They're like, it's supposed to.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Whatever.
I'm like, well, they said it wouldn't let me. So then I was like, all right, well, I want to transfer some money around. So I went to make the wire transfer to my personal – card,
uh-huh.
And they're like, oh, the system's down. It'll take a while.
That's crazy, man.
And I literally just got the notification right as I sent you a message.
Awesome. So is it going to be the same billing address, the P.O. Box 271074?
No, it'll be my daughter's address, and it'll actually be my wife's number. I'm going to hand you to my wife so she can take care of that. I'm going to run in here real quick, take care of a customer, and be right back.
All right, you're the man, brother. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? Long time no talk.
All right, I'm just tired.
Right, me too. I'm ready for the weekend already.
Oh, yeah, same here. You ready for the card number, hon?
Let me make sure. So the address is your daughter's number, right? The 609 Madison Street? The building
address?
Yes,
that's my address. Okay. That's my number for my card.
Got it. All right, Monta Vista. Let me change that over. Okay. And then, is it your name on the card?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to change John over to an authorized user on the account, obviously. And then I got to put you as the main one since your name's on the card. So give me one sec.
Okay. No problem. However you need to do it.
Yeah, right. I just got to follow their little policies, you know. What's your first name?
Nicole.
That's right.
N-I-C-O-L-E.
Perfect. And same last name?
No, Matthews, M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S.
Perfect. All right. And the card, is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are.
4403.
Mm-hmm.
9344.
Okay.
6108.
Okay.
8119.
And all right.
The CVV code is 318.
All right.
And the expiration date is 0328.
All right. Man, you're on it. 0328. CVC, you said, was 318, right?
318, yes, sir.
All right. Perfect. All right. So what I'm going to do now is I'm coding out the card, processing the payment, and I have to read this voice verification to you now, okay? It's going to ask a few questions I already asked. So it reads like this, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Oh, crap.
Wolfpack Services. I got you.
Yeah. Wolfpack Services. It's been a
I
while.
I think I read this to him earlier. So basically,
while we separated.
Card though, right?
Yes, I do. I authorized them to use my card.
Awesome.
We separated and we got back together. So.
Congratulations. That's amazing. Right before Christmas, too. Love it.
Hey.
and then you guys moved to Northern Colorado, right? So what are you telling me? Awesome. How do you guys like it so far?
I've never been up here. I'm not from up here. I'm from down south.
Right.
This is kind of different for me.
Right. No, it's a drive. When I looked it up, it was like 4 hours away from where you guys were at before.
It took it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it did. It did. The payment already processed. Yep.
I only have 98 cents left in my card.
Well, we're going to get you guys some work for sure, okay? So
that's
let me finish setting up the account. Give me one sec. John's still with a client, right?
Yeah, he's still outside with the client.
Okay, no worries. Give me one second here. All right. Do me a favor. So you're going to get a text message.
Okay.
It should have a link on it, okay? What you're going to want to do, let me make sure it got sent to you.
On me or him?
It's going to go to his phone, the 720-899-8686 number.
Okay, there you are.
Give me a second. It actually, let me change the number. Give me one second here. All right, should come through right now. From a 951 number.
Okay, there it is.
Okay. So when you click on that link, it's going to take you to a screen that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Okay?
Okay, so hit the link that says... Stop moving, phone. Okay, locallink.splash.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now what?
All right. So, you're good. You're good. So it'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience. This has everything
okay.
You're paying for in writing. It's everything I went over with John, right? You can take
okay.
your time to review it, but it's going to
so
have you...
For,
oh, go ahead.
For me to put in, or for this is for him?
It's for you because the card's in your name. So at the bottom, it'll have you type your name in and hit confirm. And it has you check a couple boxes, agreeing to receive text messages, certifying you're an authorized user on the card. And then once you do that, it should take you to a username and password screen. Let me check his Facebook too. Let's see here.
I always tell them when my tires are getting low, they get real jacked up.
That'll mess up your gas mileage too, you know?
Yeah.
Make sure they're
gas mileage.
Up. Yeah.
I got you, bro. You can lean on me. I got you.
You want my full name, Nicole, and my last name?
Yeah, it wants you to put Nicole Matthews, and then once
okay.
you hit confirm, it should take you to a username and password screen.
Okay, you got me to add my phone number.
Let's see, I'm going to start filling in the notes right now. John, you don't have a business Facebook yet, right?
No.
Okay, we're going to create one for you, and we'll make you the owner of it, okay?
That'll work.
All right. Let's see.
All right. And they're closed. Who closes a business at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
You know what's funny? That's when we close, too. But we close at 4 p.m. Pacific time, you know? So it's 5 o'clock your time when we close.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there is a little bit of difference, but a tire shop.
Oh, that's crazy. Tire shop closing at 4? Meh.
Yeah, it's 4:21 by my fast clock, and they're already closed, locked up, tighter than a sheep scale.
Nah, that's crazy. What's your preferred method of contact from us, John? Usually a phone call, email, or text?
Like, what do you mean?
Just, like, the best way for us to get a hold of you, usually. Like, how do you prefer us to... Oh, you kind of cut out there.
No, we're just doing one last thing.
Upload a picture. I don't have a picture.
A picture?
So,
what
Yeah.
It says upload picture and tools and equipment which you use to carry out your...
Oh, no. My bad. So I should explain that. That's going to be for an advanced verification. That's not always necessary. What you're going to want to do, though, in that previous text that I sent you, when you put your name in and hit confirm, it should have took you to a username and password screen.
Hold on.
You can take it off of there.
Okay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're good. So it'll probably be easier. Just go to, if you can, go to your emails and go to the email that says local splash initial invoice.
Found it.
Awesome. All right. And then fifth line down, you're going to see a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms.
Okay, I'll click that.
Yep. And then this is everything you're paying for in writing. So at the bottom,
okay,
it's going to have you check a few boxes, agreeing to receive text messages.
Okay, and that's what you want.
Yeah.
And I clarify for that.
Hmm.
And then just sign my name?
Yep, put Nicole Matthews. If you're doing it on your phone, you'll have to turn the phone sideways where the confirm button will show. And then just hit confirm.
Soda, what do you, anything else you want?
Oh, they stop
hurting. And then that should take you to a username password screen.
Yes.
Okay.
That's you.
You ready for the username?
Yeah, what is it?
Okay. Username is going to be the phone number we're marketing. It's no spaces. So it's 720.
Okay.
899.
Okay. 8686. Okay.
Your password is going to be all lowercase letters, all
okay,
one word. I'm going to say it and spell it. It's S-E-M money. So S like Sam.
Okay.
E like Echo.
Okay.
M like Michael.
Okay.
Money. So M like Michael, O like Oscar, M like Nancy.
Okay.
You're in?
S-E-M.
Mm-hmm.
S-E-M-M-O-N-E-Y?
Yes, ma'am. Correct.
Let me.
There should be no capitals either. All lowercase letters.
Okay.
You're in? Okay. So it's going to say check back on your account 2 to 3 days. Basically,
yep,
after the client interview, which I'm going to schedule for you in just 1 second, we're going to have everything filled in on there. Okay? Now, one thing you could get a jump on, okay, is you see where it says business info. It's on the left-hand side.
Yes, I see business info.
Go ahead and click that, brother.
Okay.
All right. It's going to take you to a screen that has, like, all your business info. Obviously, we're going to fill everything in, right? But if you scroll to the bottom, you're going to see media. That's where you're able to add your logo, business photos, business videos, right? This is everything we use for, like, the website, the Google listing, all that stuff. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, I want to show you how to always be able to get back to this, too, okay? So do me a favor, go back to your emails and go to the email that says, welcome to Local Splash.
All right, give me 1 second because I actually clicked on the logo thing because I want that up as fast as possible because I don't want any I've already paid a shit ton for it, so.
Mm-hmm. Get it rolling. Yep. Yeah, take your time. All I'm going to show you is the welcome email. I'll show you how to get exactly back to where we were, you know?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was this far back. Like, I just used it. Oh, there it is.
All right. So
okay,
when you,
cool.
When you open the welcome email, it'll say Nicole because her name was on the card, right? So it'll say, hello, Nicole, yada, yada, yada. But if you scroll down, you'll see your username, your password, and the link to be able to log into your dashboard.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay? One more email I need to show you, too. So there's going to be another email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Yep.
All right, let me pull that one up too. Hold on. Okay, so these pictures are not pictures that we're using for the website or the Google listing or any of that. What this is for is an advanced verification through Google. Anything you have, submit it. Anything you don't, just skip it, okay? But you're going to see, it'll say, it'll be a blue link. It'll say client dashboard. Go ahead and click that, and that's going to take you right back to where we just were.
Okay.
Okay? So, look, when you sign up with us, I know you get all these emails, so I always like to prioritize it, okay? The main thing is your client interview, which I'm going to schedule for you in just 1 second. So you want to be there for that. And then also start getting your photos to us. That way we can use them for your listings, your website, your social media ads, so we can start pushing all that ASAP. Okay? Now, the client interview, we block off an hour. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so. The soonest time they have, the 8 a.m. and the 9 a.m. are booked tomorrow. So they have a 10 a.m. They have as late as a 4 p.m., and they have all the slots in between except for the 1 o'clock. What time works best for you?
I think the 4 o'clock would work perfect for me because that's when I'm...
Awesome.
Everything can be done and situated.
Perfect. All right. So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say local splash on it, CI, which just means client interview, okay? And EN for English. 1 hour before the appointment tomorrow, so at 3 p.m., you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming.
Okay.
And the way this appointment works, they're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay.
Alrighty.
I have another appointment at the same time though, just a heads up. So I'm probably going to get to one of yours first and then the other will be like 5 minutes later. So, Just a heads
not
up.
Not a problem
that.
With me, brother.
All right.
Not a problem with me.
All right. Any questions for me right now, brother?
None at this time.
All right. You're the man. Hey, so when you get a chance later tonight, obviously focus on your work, right? But when you get a chance, just start getting those photos in, and I'm going to push this to our tech team.
That's why I gave it over to my wife.
That's right.
She does all the photography. Her and her niece do everything when it comes to the photography.
We do everything.
All the hard work. I'm married too. I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. We do photographs of things that you wouldn't think of.
Yeah, they have fun with the photography that they get paid for.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, so you want to put all that stuff on there, you know, because that'll promote it. You know, like, so I have some clients, like, I have two clients that are Amish, right? So they don't go online at all. So we use stock photos for them, but really, like, it's way better when you guys are using your pictures. You know what I'm saying? So
That's what we're trying to do. We've been word of mouth for so long, and so we've been in business for 20 years, and we've used advertisement on and off.
I won't go to Angie's List no more.
Yeah, we'll never go back to Angie's List. We'll never go back to Home Advisor.
Nope.
And we'll never go back to Yelp.
Nope. Mm.
Gotcha.
Well, Angie screwed us.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah. They charge you arm and a leg, I hear, you know.
Oh, well, they did. We did accompany a house job for them through them, and the guy still owed us $20,000. They wouldn't even help us get our money.
Wow. That's crazy.
The other ones that sent them to us.
It even says in their contract that if a customer that they give us a lead for has – becomes an violation of the contract, they will assist in any way possible for professional courtesy. And then I also signed up for their Eagle Assistance Program. The Eagle Assistance Program is they help us with an attorney when we have people who don't want to pay the agreement of such said projects.
Good. Okay.
They never did anything.
Wow. You know, they have two class action lawsuits, too, I heard, you know?
Yeah, no, we're part of it. We're a part of it now.
Good. Hopefully you guys get paid out on that.
Well, I'm hoping because, man, if we would have been able to finish that job and get paid,
we had other clients that were ready and waiting for us, and we were going to use that money to buy the equipment we needed for those jobs, and we would have been sitting a lot higher right now than we are, because honestly, like, if you bank on one job that's supposed to, you know, double what you put into it, almost tripled what we put into it, and we were banking on that money to come back to put it into another situation with another contract that was going to end up 10 timing our fold.
Right. So it's just that one just kind of completely messed up the train, you know? That's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
I had a quick question for you. So you guys gave me an address before of 2535 Sunset Drive, too, in Longmont. Is that do you guys have access to that address?
No.
Okay.
I do, but I don't, technically.
Okay.
It's just an address that I was, it's a storage unit.
Okay.
That I've been storing my stuff at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, that's fine. So what I'd recommend, because I put in the notes here, so we have a Monta Vista address, right? And I'm putting it, because I'm notating, I'm sending it to our tech team right now. I'm going to have them run your ads, right, in the Longmont area, like within a 50-mile radius of there. But what I'd rather do, too, is get the Google listing verified at that address. So if you guys have access to the 2535 Sunset Drive, I can verify your guys' address, too, at Longmont. Would that work for you?
I don't have that. It's not, like I said, it's a storage unit. It's not a...
Got it. Not an actual okay. So what I'll do then, we'll work around it, right? I'm gonna have them list you in Monta Vista, right? The address you guys gave me, but I'll make sure they run the ads in the Longmont area, you know?
Okay.
And the ads are what show up sooner anyways, you know? So we'll get that all rocking and rolling. I'll get those notes over to them right now.
Yeah, and then as we get more business, I'll be able to lay down an actual location, which is what I'm working on right now. It's just, I gotta have, so the place that I'm looking at is $1,800 a month.
Mm-hmm. I remember you told me. Yeah.
I gotta have that much going on for the business.
Right. It'll all work out one day at a time, you know what I'm saying? Just keep grinding. This will bring you work, okay? And then, if you do have a new address in Longmont, let me know, because I'm going to get everything set up in Monta Vista, too, for the Google listing. But what we can do is once you get an address in Longmont, we'll keep the Monta Vista, but we'll put the Longmont address on there, too, you know?
Yeah.
But for right now, I'm going to run your ads in Longmont. Like, I'll notate it heavy so they know exactly what it is you guys need, for sure.
Yep, definitely.
Okay. All right, and I'll keep an eye on your guys' account, too, okay? If you guys ever have questions, don't hesitate to call me. I'm here for you guys, okay?
All right, I definitely will. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Great talking to both of you. Have a great rest of your night. Look out for that call tomorrow.
You too.
Coming up, you know. Sometimes I don't say it because I don't know, you know, some people will celebrate Hanukkah and different things, you know. So.
Okay, I'm Catholic.
Sure.
He's Jewish.
So I actually am Jewish. I do celebrate Hanukkah.
Okay, so happy Hanukkah and Christmas, guys.
it's a little weird in our house, but
that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool, actually. You know, you want to hear one worse? So half of my family are Bronco fans, and half of them are Raider fans. I kid
you.
You know
what?
Yeah.
Half my whole family's Broncos, but I have a lot of family members that are Eagles.
Oh wow! Yeah.
And
that's how my household is, too. Is half is the Denver Broncos, and a quarter of the other half are Eagles, and the other quarter is KC.
Oh, yeah. KC, that's great. Same division. See, that's how it is with my family, Broncos and Raiders, same division, you know? But
oh, yeah. I have one family member in our whole family. She's the only Raiders fan.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, half of mine are Raider fans, but whatever, you know. I feel like I picked the best team.
Oh no! Right now, the Philadelphia Eagles are doing really good for themselves too. But I don't know.
They are. Broncos went through a rough patch, man. But I feel good. I feel good about the season. We'll get a playoff berth finally, right? And then Sean Payton's amazing, you know. So just gotta keep grinding, you know.
They beat the Colts, which is surprising because Colts have always been a good team.
Yeah, I thought we were going to lose that game. Honestly, so a guy I work with, he asked me, he's like, hey, so are you guys going to win? You know, and I was like, probably not, dude. Next year, we're rebuilding. You know what I'm saying? And I watched that game. They won. I was like, okay, all right, we're rolling.
I think it was like 37-13.
And it was a lot closer than that. Like, the Broncos took off towards the end. But that game was super close for a while there. It looked like the Colts were going to win in the beginning, you know? So, I'm glad we pulled it out though, you know? And, I think the future's bright for us for sure, you know? Start knocking those damn Chiefs off, you know?
Right?
You know? The Raiders, I'm not even worried about. They're kind of sad, you know?
Raiders have always been sad.
Yeah, like 2000 was their last Super Bowl.
See,
everybody's
more hot football. I'm more hockey. I'm an Avalanche fan.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
But my second team is Boston Bruins.
There you go.
I'm all about the...
You football people. I'm hockey.
I'm not even a mainstream football player, all right? I'm the LNFL, so I'm good with the...
Yeah, that's right. I love football. I coach football too. Yeah,
see, I don't mind watching the mainstream, but I gotta go over to that laundry every once in a while and just sit back and watch.
Those games are cool, man.
They get brutal though.
They do. And they got like no pads on really, you know, like it's
I know, like they're not really wearing anything like the bare minimum pads and helmets, and they're being brutal out there.
I'm a supporter, brother. I feel you on that too, you know.
So all right, brother, well, we're gonna get back to DoorDash and figure out what we're gonna do for dinner tonight, because we're kinda like in between motel rooms at the moment.
Yeah, it's gonna turn around. It's cool that you guys just made the leap of faith to go up there. You know what I'm saying? But just keep grinding. I'm sure it'll work out for sure. You know, I'll make sure I take
the surviving
account. Yeah.
We're surviving. Sure. I mean, we're making off of DoorDash just today alone is $110.50. The day ain't even over with yet.
Yeah. And then you guys gonna have the locksmith like job coming in, and you know, like you guys should roll for sure.
I'm not getting up 24 hours of service for that. You're getting on your own.
well, we got Jason coming down, remember?
I'm not getting up at 24. I'm not getting up at 2.
We'll have to.
I'll love somebody.
We'll be able to split it between the three of us.
I'm not going.
There you go. Happy wife, happy life, you know?
Exactly.
Yep. All right, I hope you guys have a great night. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. And I'll talk to you guys tomorrow for sure. Okay, I'm going to get all you.
Definitely.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye now.